A word for you from Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. During this Christmas month, we can rejoice in the marvelous way in which God worked. He was preparing our salvation, and we need to look often at how God did it. What a strange, unusual way, but yet in full keeping with the scripture and with the prophecies. The Bible even prophesied that the Lord Jesus would be born of a virgin. But because God's people often didn't study, or they weren't inspired by the Holy Spirit as they read the scriptures, the birth was to be a complete surprise for them, and some would resist it. Joseph, though, being obedient and having a history of being obedient to God and listening to the Holy Spirit, though he was confused, and what a surprise it must have been, what a disappointment that his betrothed, his engaged Mary, was suddenly pregnant. How heavy-hearted he must have been. According to the law of Moses, she should have been exposed and stoned to death for the shame brought upon the Jews and upon the betrothed husband. But Joseph, being a righteous and just man, it says he resolved to divorce her quietly. He was not prepared to put her to shame. Somehow he was moved by the Holy Spirit in this way. And as he was contemplating this, then God intervened and spoke directly to Joseph. Sending an angel, God said, Joseph, son of David. The Lord reminding Joseph who he was, that he was a direct descendant of David, and that he should not be too surprised, because this which has happened is of the Holy Spirit. And this was to turn things around. This was to change Joseph's mind. And he was fully obedient, as he had been before this, obedient to the Lord. Wena uyamlalela yini umoya ongcwele njengaye uJoseph na? Are you one who is willing to bow to God's direction and go his way, even if it is unusual, but it is still in keeping with Scripture? Will you listen to God like Joseph did?